Toms River High School North, as we get set for our second game of the week, the Lions of Lacey and A South matchup to kick it off here. And we say amongst the raindrops, the weather has been quite miserable the last couple of hours throughout Monmouth and Ocean County, coming in and out of spurts, heavy rain, and then dries up for a little bit. Hopefully we'll have a bit more of clearing as we get set here for an important matchup between these two A South rivals. The Mariners of Toms River North come in fresh off a 1-9 season a year ago. Very uncharacteristic under the second-year head coach here at Toms River North, Dave Osowitz. And as I say, good evening tonight to my one and only broadcast partner, Ed Saraluca. It's Ed and I calling the game tonight. Kevin with the night off. Ed, you know, much different set of circumstances for Toms River North a season ago, winning just one game. It has been a long time since that has happened here at the home of the Mariners.
Yes, it is a very successful program for most of the years. Played a lot of young kids, freshmen, sophomores last year. Those kids are now sophomores and juniors with a few seniors mixed in. They will basically two platoon the Lions of Lacey today, so that should help. I asked Coach Osowitz why the two platoon, you know, when you have, you try to get your best players on the field. He said, well, we've got a lot of good players, no great players, so we figure let's two platoon them and get them all on the field, and that's what they're doing. On the other side, Lacey coming off five losses in a row, so it's been a while since both these teams have won a game.
Yeah, this Lion team started off hot as a firecracker a season ago, 5-0, and then lost five consecutive games. Lou Versillo in his 34th year as the head coach of the Lions. Got some weapons to work with. They're a little banged up if you look at their lineup and what was sent over to us a little bit. They're a little nicked up. Some of their bigger players not getting a whole lot of time, but they do have Connor Davies back at the quarterback spot. Certainly very familiar with the offense. George Sayre expected to get a bulk of the carries here tonight. And with the weather conditions maybe improving, maybe not during the course of the night, I go with the theory of whoever can maybe run the football and handle the line of scrimmage a little bit more probably has a much better chance of winning the game.
Exactly. And both teams are also young up front, you know, and again, a few seniors mixed in here and there. But I will say this, the entire pregame I spent down on the field, it was raining very heavy, so these players are wet. The balls are wet. Look for maybe a little sloppiness, you know, as we start this one, Matt, until this rain. It's supposed to kick out of here maybe around 8 o'clock, which basically means the second half, so we'll see what happens. But a lot of dips and dabs out there today in the during warm-ups with the ball flying all over the place.
We'll have plenty of time to update things during the course of the night, but this is really the last game of the weekend. There's been some impressive performances during the course of even today. That Saturday, Ed, I know you took in the Brick Memorial game, which was dominated by the Green Dragons. No big surprise there. I was at the Monmouth University game in which the Hawks beat Wagner 21-16, so we'll have time to break that down during the course of it. But for these teams specifically, you have to think after the season that they had, as we referenced, a win here tonight for either one maybe gets their season off to a nice little start.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's on the mind of both head coaches. And by the way, Lou Versillo, as you mentioned, the 34-year head coach of the Lions, will coach this one from right above us up in the new press box here at Toms River North. He tried it out during the preseason. You know, Lou said he's having a little trouble seeing, you know, every now and then. So he said he sees better from up there than he does at ground level. And so he will coach this one upstairs. The on-field coach will be, of course, Corey Davies, the ex-head coach at Howell University, Howell High School. So they're in good hands, both on the field and upstairs.
Let's take a quick time out here. We pause for the national anthem. We're back in 2 minutes for the opening kickoff. It's the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.